Good morning and welcome to Boston Life. This is Magic 106.7 and I'm Gay Vernon. Coming up in just a moment, one of the most creative people I know will be talking about unlocking your creativity and imagination. Her name is Jeannie Lindheim. She's an author, an actress, a teacher, and founder of a hospital clown troupe here in Boston. She's going to offer her take on the art of group leadership, how to help others foster self-esteem and confidence, and how to think outside the box. In her brand new book, Trusting the Moment, Jeannie offers her ideas to others who want to tap into their own leadership skills to unlock their creativity. Jeannie, welcome to Boston Life, and I have a feeling you've been writing this book for a long, long time.
In a way, yes. I started the book 28 years ago. I was teaching a short course at Boston University in the Human Movement Program, and the professor who brought me in said, oh, you have to write a book, have to write a book. So I had two kids in diapers at that point, and I thought, that really can't happen. But I did. I started writing it, and then I put it away, and then I brought it out, and then I put it away. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I took it out again, thinking, I really have to get this in a book. And I did.
And suffice to say, you are definitely a woman whose creative juices do not flow, they gush. Definitely. And I'm guessing you want others to tap into the creativity and the imagination, too, that they may have had years ago out and about, but now it's locked up for some reason and it's just aching to be re-released?
Yeah, or they're already creative and they just want to experience more creativity in their life. And the exercises they use, improvisation, movement, guided imagery, symbolic drawing, lots of different creative techniques.
And for the person who doesn't think of themselves as creative, you know, since they had crayons and a coloring book when they were 5 years old, what can bringing creativity into your life do to your life?
Oh, my goodness, great question. You see things differently, you experience things differently, you access different parts of yourself, all your different, what I call or is called sub-personalities of yourself. It's just, it brings magic into your life to try a lot of different creative techniques and open up that whole reservoir. It's like a gold mine.
What does it do to somebody's day? Can it change the stress level? Can it change the idea of how one wants to make a living, where one wants to live, you know, what you want to do with your free time? I'm guessing everything.
Everything, absolutely. It can totally change your life. Because if you get a hit on something, an intuitive hit, you go, oh, it's a little whisper, I don't know, and then all of a sudden it gets bigger and bigger, and you act on it, and your life changes. Example, when I went, I read Patch Adams' book called Gesundheit, and he had one sentence in there. It said, I take clowns to Russia, and it's like, oh, I'm going. Just like that. There was no question. It was just a hit, and it changed my life.
Jeannie, fill in some of the details. For those who don't know your story, you did go to Russia. You did become a clown.
Right. I went in 1996, and I was terrified to go to Russia, because when I grew up, they were going to bomb us and all the terrible things. And I didn't really like clowns, but I thought, I just have to do this. So I went. I founded a hospital clown troupe when I got back. That was almost 15 years ago. And we've entertained over 50,000 kids in the hospitals in Boston. So it totally changed my life. Just that one sentence. And that was like, just do it.
So, Jeannie, that idea, becoming a clown, resonated with you when you saw that sentence in the book. You said, what can I do about it? And now your book, Trusting the Moment, basically points out that everybody has the ability. We just need to discover it.
I don't think creativity is a choice. You have to do those little whispers that turn into screams after a while. And to access all that and unlock your intuitive abilities are really, really important.
Jeannie Lindheim, author of Trusting the Moment, is my guest in this part of Boston Life. I'm Gay Vernon. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Jeannie, children have imaginations. All children have imaginations. So what happens when we grow up?
I think it's the judgments. It's peer pressure and also judging ourselves. Because as we get older, we get more self-conscious, and it shuts you down. It closes you up. And children have that innocence of wonder and joy and magic, which they carry throughout their childhood. And then a teacher may say one thing and it closes it down. Or their parent may say something and it closes it down. Or they may feel self-conscious about it for some reason.
And so literally, you've given us 50 exercises, 50 things to do in this book to unlock the doors to those creative juices that we know are still hidden somewhere inside of us. We had them when we were kids. We need to bring them back out. Now, Jeannie, as an actress, you know as well as I do, it doesn't matter if you're 5 years old, 15, or 35, if you're in a play, chances are you're really enjoying the rehearsals as much as the performances. The creative process, that shooting for the final goal is great, but enjoying the route to get us there, that's where it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Process is everything. And you also said something that was true. When I acted for 15 years, I loved performing in the shows, but I love the rehearsal so much more, because that was total process.
You also talk a lot in this book, Jeannie, about taking risks and making mistakes and all the redos in life and what that can mean.
Yeah, part of creativity is huge risk-taking, and that can be totally joyous. It's like you're jumping off a cliff and you have no idea where you'll land, but it all works out. And if it doesn't, you just try something else.
And you learn from what doesn't work.
Absolutely.
Ken Balton is an actor and teacher from the Boston Conservatory, and he writes that this book is like a toy store for teachers who love to teach. So much fun, expanding the possibilities and making the impossible seem possible. Jeannie, what a great review. We have time for you to pick one of the 50 exercises. Tell us a little bit about one.
One exercise which I love is called floating the judges away. How do you get rid of those judges that are telling you, you can't do this, that's not good, you're terrible, blah, blah, blah. So one exercise we have, and this takes about 45 minutes, you lie on the floor, and I go through a relaxation series, or it's written in the book, and then you find one person in your life who you feel is judging you or has judged you. And you see that person, it's a guided imagery. You see that person, you hear what they're saying, you see what they're wearing, and then very gently, but in any way you want, you float them away. And I've done this exercise hundreds of times. Some people literally put them in a cannon and shoot them in the sky. Other people very gently float them away. And afterwards, we discuss who you floated away, and then we come together as a group, if I do this in a group setting, and talk about what it felt like. And oftentimes, it's so interesting, the person you're floating away is yourself, because we're our hardest judges. You can float those judges away. When you do this several times, you can float them away in 3 seconds. If you're doing something in your life where you feel the little judge on your shoulder going, la, 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 you can just go poof, and they're gone. I mean, I've done this work for 35 years. It's like I still have those little judges that say, not such a good idea. And it's like, no, no, no. And I float it away.
Trusting the Moment is the name of Jeannie Lindheim's brand new book. And the website where you can find it is trustingthemoment.com. We live in a very high-tech world right now, Jeannie. No going back on this either. But I think as a way to survive, wherever the future is going to take us, maybe we need low-tech connections and teamwork and some of the things that you're talking about in this book.
Yeah, teamwork is really important. I mean, someone asked me, well, what is the most important thing about all these exercises? And I say they bond people. They really teach people how to be team players.
I find it so interesting, Jeannie, that you are a teacher and you thrive on being in a classroom teaching creativity to people, because in the beginning of your book, you talk about how your own education was not an A+ in your book. You found that most of your teachers were asking for, quote, regurgitation and not creativity, that your education was based on grades and that's not what you wanted or needed at the time.
Right. Oh, yeah, my education. I think I say my education was painful. You know, learning all the academic things was fine, but Mr. Strader was my 8th grade drama teacher, and he walked in the room one day, and he just fell on the floor, and he was a very large man, and I thought, oh, my gosh, he died. And then he got up, and he said, we're going to learn how to fall today. And I went, oh, this is so wonderful. This is what I want to do with my life.
Boston theater professional Jeannie Lindheim's new book, Trusting the Moment, can be found at Amazon.com or by going to her website, TrustingTheMoment.com. It's published by Satya House Publications. This book is for people who work with others. It's for teachers. It's for professionals, therapists, coaches, directors, actors, youth leaders, anybody who likes to have fun.